Western the only way to fly.
Want to assure you baseball fans we'll be back with more baseball in just moments, but right now let's join CBS Radio for the launch of Apollo 13 from Cape Kennedy.
24, 23, coming down to 20, the three men on their backs up there. The new man, Jack Swigert, is in the center couch. He's ready to go. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We should have ignition very, very shortly. The sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. We do have ignition. It didn't come right on the clock. We do have a commit to launch, and we have liftoff. We have liftoff right on time. Tremendous amounts of fire showering out. The little yaw of vehicle motion. She's cleared the tower. She's cleared the tower. She's looking good now as she climbs up into the yaw program, something which is reported, of course, by Commander Lovell. Beginning to shake us here just a little bit. That's the first reporting back we got. There, she looks good. She's now getting a little faint, a little hazy because of that high, high, thin cloud cover. Everything perfect. A minute, 35 seconds into the flight.
Apollo 13. Apollo 13 looks good. Blast off from Cape Kennedy, A-OK. And now, once again, returning to Met Stadium and Twins baseball, here's Halsey Hall.
And the liftoff is successful of the Apollo 13. Usual huddle at the plate, and boy, an army of photographers. See, the umpires are Jim Odom.